Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. All right, so people are asking, why is diet soda making us fat? And now there's a new study that shows diet soda may be giving us belly fat, something we really weren't expecting, because diet soda already tastes like crap, doesn't it? All right, so we're drinking diet soda so we don't get fat, and then all of a sudden we get belly fat anyway after drinking the, you know, some of the taste of crap. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some of their, in the workplace, some of the worst habits that we see in the office. And some of this stuff is pretty disgusting. So we'll talk about what to do and how do you talk to your colleague. Half of married men admit that they find their mother-in-law good-looking. Dee! Ha-ha! Really? There's no way my husband has the hots for my mom. But absolutely. And some believe that the mother-in-law is even more attractive than their wife. No way. This is going to give new meaning to all the mother-in-law jokes. This is crazy. Then we have an anti-herpes drug that may actually help treat HIV. A very, very common drug for herpes could possibly help fight HIV. It's about time. So we're going to talk about that. Then, this story I had posted on Twitter and Facebook a while back. Man apparently had eaten some pretty, pretty bad hot sauce. And it was so bad that it induced a seizure. But he wasn't mad about that because he had the seizure and the doctors had to do a scan. They found he had a brain tumor. And this brain tumor was something that could be operated on. So basically, the hot sauce saved his life. I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys about this story a while back, so I need to do that. All right. Then, boy, I got a lot to teach you today. All right. Then, some of us have high blood pressure. If we give you as doctors folic acid or folate, it may lower your risk of having a stroke. So now we may be back in the vitamin. Now I can't think of my words. Is something wrong with you guys' radio? Now we may have to start pushing folic acid supplementation while you guys have high blood pressure. Very, very interesting. There's a lot of cardiologists that already are putting you guys on like Fulby, folic acid, etc. Many of the cardiologists are like, I've been telling you guys this for a long time. You got to, make sure people are supplemented with folic acid. Where do you get folic acid from? Foliage, vegetables. So for those of you that don't eat vegetables, you might need to be taking some folic acid. So that's very important. I'm not done. We still got a lot to talk about. San Francisco's 49 linebackers. Oh, I got to talk about that. Chris Borland leaving, turning down a $3 million contract because he's putting his health first. Good for him. Good for him. We're going to talk about what's going on with that. And then, of course, in the spirit of St. Paddy's Day, we have the 20 most popular beers in America and the most popular alcohol in most countries. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. Look at this map from Daily Mail. It's pretty cool. Looks like the most popular beer in the United States is Bud Light. I don't know if it's the way it looks, I don't know if it's the commercials, but Bud Light is doing something right in the United States, whereas Budweiser is doing really well in Canada. Of course, in Mexico, it would be Corona, okay? Venezuela, it's Polar, Let me see what else we got here. This is interesting stuff. I kind of dig this kind of thing. Finland, I can't tell. You just see a barrel there. Ozuzuko, I don't know what country that's in. I got to go through. No, that's not Sweden. Sweden is, it looks like Pepperhill. I don't know. I've never heard a lot of these beers. Spain is Cruz Campo. I don't know if you guys have ever heard. Some of you guys are like, oh, yeah. You know, that's actually a real good gift. Putting health aside, okay? You know, a lot of us women have no idea what to buy men for gifts. I mean, we think we know what they want. Cologne, soap on a rope. No, guys don't like that kind of stuff. But what I notice that a lot of guys really, really dig are certain beer of the months or, you know, foreign stuff that they couldn't normally get. So you get them like a medley of Indonesian beer and Polish beer, and yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Lion Red beer is, I guess, big in New Zealand. In Brazil, it's Skol. So let me see if there's anything else really good. Russia, I can't even read it. It looks like Batichinka, I can't though read it. Snow is in China. It's called Snow beer. And Algeria, it's called Tango beer. Egypt, it's Stella. Huh, Stella beer. All right, so quickly, the top 20 beers in the United States as we're coming up on break are, and here we go, where is it, donde está? Bud Light came in number one, Coors Light came in number two, Budweiser number three, Miller Lite, Corona Extra, Natural Light, Busch Light, Michelob Ultra, Busch, Heineken, Modelo Especial, Keystone Light, Miller High Life, Natural Ice, Bud Light Platinum, probably because of the bottle, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Blue Light Lime, Bud Ice, this I can't pronounce, Yuengling Lager, and then get this, Bud Light Lime Strawberry Rita. That actually sounds yummy. Ooh-wee. So those are the 20 most popular beers in America. Do doctors recommend beer? Of course we don't recommend beer. In fact, even when we recommend like a glass or two of alcohol, we don't recommend beer. Beer is just, I don't know, very high in calories, and it's very, very filling, and it makes you burp a lot. So, no. But there was something I was going to say about the advertising, and I really completely forgot. Yeah, you know what? I think if something's blue, guys like it. Guys like blue or red. The Corona, what helps with the Corona ads is you got the lime in there. You see, colors are really big when it comes to beer. It is. And if the beer is cold, and if the bottle is cool. Now there's all these aluminum bottles that look really sexy. Those are cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you guys got plenty of choices out there. And I don't really want you to think that you have other choices, so just keep thinking that you don't have any other choice. But the fact that you keep listening to me, I need you to know that I really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take your medical questions, your comments, your concerns. And you can also email us at drdahlia.com. We take your emails. We read your emails usually on the next live show. Or if I think your question has absolutely nothing to do with what I want to talk about the next day, I still promise to read it as close as possible to when you left us your message. Okay? All right. Family sues a restaurant after the teenager eats pancakes and dies. A family in Minnesota. This is sad. is suing a local restaurant after their son ate two pancakes. 16-year-old Scott Johnson was allergic to dairy, and trace amounts had sent him to the emergency room, and the family usually avoided dining out. But he ate the breakfast after his mother asked the server if the gluten-free pancakes were also dairy-free, and said the cook would also have cleaned, would clean the griddle before making them. Mom Cindy Johnson tells KFOR4, things that you wouldn't even imagine has dairy in them. He had just finished his, breakfast, and he said, we have to go now. By the time the family got home, Scott was in such bad shape, and his EpiPen and nebulizer were not working. So he had an EpiPen on him, I guess. And the EpiPen, you would basically inject into your thigh to try to administer epinephrine so you could breathe if you're having vasoconstriction, etc. And he had to be airlifted to a hospital in Fargo, reported WDAZ. Unfortunately, he died 3 days later from anaphylactic shock that led to heart failure. And according to his mom, obviously just one mistake could take someone's life. I miss him just as much today as the day after, and she hopes that his story will alert others to how serious allergies could be. Apparently, there was another preteen who died recently in Hawaii from an unidentified allergic reaction. Now, this is scary on all sides, okay? Being a mom. All right, I could not even fathom what this family is going through, losing a kid, because you took him out for pancakes. So that's devastating. I can't imagine what the restaurant's going through, going, oh my gosh, how the hell do we serve breakfast to people? What if we don't know they have an allergy? And they're given something that has dairy in it or peanuts, etc., and they go home and die. I mean, if I was running a restaurant, I'd be like, okay, just nobody eat nothing, and I'll just go into another business. I mean, this is frightening stuff. And why the hell are we having kids die from eating a pancake or dairy allergy? How is a kid who is evolutionarily supposed to wean, from his mom, okay, and drink breast milk, how the hell is a baby born that's allergic to milk? Are we developing these allergies? Are we doing something in the womb where kids just can't, get exposed to things anymore? But, people make jokes all the time about allergies and, these kids have to go to school and they can't have peanuts and now nobody can have peanut butter and jelly. Okay, it's no joke. For some reason, in the year 2000 teens or whatever we call this, the teens, the tens, the teens, whatever we call it, we're having people die from food. This is not funny. Yeah, there were allergies back in the olden days, but not as common as this. Now, remember we talked about how some families they think maybe it's a lack of sensitization to, maybe it's because we're not letting these kids get exposed to things that their body is freaking out when they get exposed to something that, let's say, their body wasn't prepared for. Do we need to let these kids get dirty again? Should we be having kids play outside, get completely covered in mud like we used to when we played? I had a big wheel when I grew up. And that, now mind you, I got in trouble for getting muddy, okay? Mind you, that, yeah, I would, definitely get a whooping for that. But I got muddy. I would come home completely filthy. And I would be like, when's dinner? Okay, and my mom would be like, oh my gosh, you march upstairs right now. How do you bring this filth into the house? What were you doing outside? And I mean, I would be all cut up. I would be bleeding. I would be bruised up from a real good play outside. right? You didn't have a good play if you weren't all scraped up. I had scabs always on my elbows and on my knees. I had not butt rash. What's it when you call like road rash? You know, from like being on my butt. I don't know. There was some game where you weren't allowed to walk, but you had to scrape your butt from base to base. I don't know what the game, that was so stupid. But we did it. And so I was always cut up, bleeding, bruised. And I'm not saying I want that for our kids, but I'm wondering if that's what helped you and I not be so allergic to peanut butter, milk, gluten, meat. You know, there was bologna and salami back then. I remember it was a real treat for my mom to make me a bologna and cheese sandwich. Totally not kosher. So, obviously, we didn't show up to temple for a year because I would have a bologna and cheese sandwich. And to be honest, I really can't stand bologna. I like salami. I love Hebrew National salami. That's really yummy. I don't know why I'm talking about that. But anyway, you know, I don't know what we're doing wrong. There's something we're doing wrong, evolutionary-wise, where now our kids can't go anywhere and have a pancake. And then if I was a restaurant, okay, because this lawsuit may go, all right, if I was a restaurant and I would be afraid that somebody is going to die from, you know, some flapjacks in the restaurant or you know, be afraid that you would be sued for that, then I would just on every single table have something on there saying there may be peanut, there may be milk. You know, don't ask the food server. Just take it from us. Now, what's going to stink is if everybody's so afraid that a child's going to die in the restaurant, you're not going to have a lot of people able to eat in a restaurant. And so you're going to start seeing, unfortunately, a form of discrimination where they're going to be like, look, if you have food allergies, just don't come in here. But I mean, how else do these restaurants protect people from dropping dead from eating flapjacks? You know, I waited tables at Tony Roma's years ago. So I would be serving beef ribs. And those beef ribs would be just smothered in certain sauces. Oh, gosh, I can't remember the sauces. The Carolina sauce was, I think, the most popular. That's the sauce that I think everybody wanted. It was, like, really tasty stuff. There was the Carolina sauce. There was the regular barbecue sauce, and then there was some other sauce that nobody ever wanted, but everybody wanted the Carolina sauce. But I remember I had a table, and I remember this because I wanted to milk a real good tip out of them, so I was spending time talking to them and, you know, really being, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to medical school, and, oh, really, I have an allergy. Oh, really, I have an allergy? Oh, tell me about that. I'd love to know. You know, so I was just kind of, you know, and I really, really cared, you know, but, you know, I was also hoping I'd get a good tip. And they told me they were allergic to something that would have unfortunately been in the sauce. And I'm like, well, then what the hell are you doing eating here? Because I don't know what the hell's in the other sauces. You know, and that's what food service need to do. You need to look straight at the client and the customer and go, I have absolutely no clue. I have no idea what the hell you're going to be imbibing. Now, I know they expected that me being a medical student at the time and me being, you know, an employee of the restaurant establishment, I would know all the ingredients. I know what's on the plate. I know how it's served, okay? And I know what to charge, but I have no idea what the ingredients are. That wasn't me, and I made that known. So what I would recommend is for any of the food servers out there, don't just answer yes, yes, yes to the gluten-free, dairy-free, or whatever. Say I have absolutely no clue, and I'm going to ask the cook, but I have no idea if the cook even knows. Because if you notice, most things in the mixes still have some form of dairy. That's frightening. Now let's talk about hot sauce giving people seizures. Holy smoke. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you in the Nevada area, we are setting up Nevada Blood Donation Day, trying to help replenish Red Cross and United Blood Services supplies for blood to supply the hospitals and doctor's offices, etc. And so April 25th is going to be Nevada Blood Donation Day. We need to set up blood donation days in every state. So for those of you that need my help, please email me at drdahlia.com because I want to work on that rapidly. And we understand that this winter prevented a lot of people from going and donating, and so supplies are really, really low. So we need to all move into action. And sometimes getting a statewide blood donation day set up is right, is exactly what we need. And to kind of help make, you know, raise awareness and get people set up for blood donations, etc. So please contact me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, to help make this happen. And for those of you who live in Nevada and want to help out, go to my Facebook page at Nevada Blood Donation Day, or Twitter at Nevada Blood Donation Day, or just again reach out to me and I'll let you know how you guys could help. Even if you can't donate blood or you don't qualify, you know, you have to be over 110 pounds. I know. I was like, wait a second, woo! I just barely passed that requirement. You gotta be over 110 pounds. So, whew! In fact, if I accidentally fall under it this week, I'm going to purposely eat more just so I can be right above 110 pounds. Most of you have absolutely no idea what I look like. It's awesome. You know what I need to do? I need to put, like, the sexiest blonde. I need to put, like, one of the Baywatch babes on the radio website so you guys think I look like that. Problem is, people always are like, wait a second, you don't sound like what you look. You know, guys always had that issue. Some guy would sound so cute, so hot, and then you meet him, and you're like, huh, you don't really match. Or, you'd see somebody so super hot, and then you'd hear their voice and go, whoa. So, pretty interesting stuff. So, just picture me hot, and I think it'll make just everything go easier. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so this is interesting. Whew. Okay, I don't like to eat hot sauce. I'm kind of a wuss. I don't want to eat anything that I can't sit there, savor, and enjoy, which is why I don't like ice cream, because ice cream, it's too cold to eat for me. It bothers my teeth because I have probably enamel issues, and so I'm really not big into ice cream. Ice cream cake is probably one of the stupidest desserts out there. Okay, because you have cake, just eat cake, okay? You want to just eat cake, right? Cake is yummy. But then they stick ice cream in it. Well, don't be sticking ice cream in it, because while I'm trying to stick a fork full of the cake, I get stuck with the ice cream. So that's pretty sad. Anyway, hot sauce and these peppers are pretty bad. And hot sauce and peppers scare the hell out of me, because you have to, like, stop and drink some water. Well, anyway, Randy Schmitz, 30 years old, was sampling Flash Bang hot sauce. He was vacationing with his fiance and family in Myrtle Beach. Now, this Flash Bang, not Flash Dance, Flash Bang hot sauce he was sampling combines the Carolina Reaper, Scorpion, you guys would know this, Jolokia, and habanero peppers. It's such a potent mix that customers courageous enough to try it needs to sign a release before tasting it. All right? Unfortunately, he wasn't feeling well. Okay? He said it was pretty damn hot, but since I didn't have a huge amount of it, I got over it in a few minutes. My sister was about to take the challenge and sign her name too, but I told her to wait because I wasn't feeling well. That's a good brother. I can totally see my brothers throwing me under the bus. You know, that's the way we were to each other. But this is good. Good guy. Schmitz later had a seizure. He was rushed to the emergency room where they did an MRI scan of his brain and they found a cancerous tumor in its early stages. Upon returning home a few days later, doctors at Northwestern Memorial Hospital removed the 2.5-inch by 1.5-inch malignant tumor from his frontal lobe. By the way, that's pretty interesting. Frontal lobe affects personality. So there was a very good chance he could have told his sister, oh, I don't care, just go eat it. You know, but he didn't. He was actually very, 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 very cool. So anyway, medical director of neuro-oncology at Northwestern Medical Hospital, Jeffrey Razor, would not conclusively state that the hot sauce triggered the seizure, but did confirm that the conditions that he tasted the four pepper sauce were known to lead to seizure. So, like, for example, okay, you got a tumor. If you're dehydrated, If you're sweating a lot, if you're in some sort of a shock, that could trigger seizure. Or the brain tumor triggered the seizure, and he was just under enough stress for it to manifest out. So anyway, luckily, Schmitz was treated with surgery, radiation, chemotherapy before the tumor could get worse. We have no idea if that tumor could have killed him, but they said it was malignant, where it would have kept growing and expanding. But they caught in the early months. The seizure occurred only 3 months before Schmitz was supposed to get married, but luckily the early detection, he was able to complete his treatment in 7 weeks. He said he didn't even have to postpone his wedding. He says he's cancer-free. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So, good. Okay, excellent. He made it just, I don't understand why you guys are doing these challenges with these, I don't know, these peppers. To me, it's pretty scary. I'm like I said, I'm big chicken when it comes to that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. CJ writes, a restaurant can hand me a gluten-free menu, but it doesn't necessarily mean gluten-free. He's right about that. The food must be prepped, he says, in a different part of the kitchen, on entirely different surfaces and different pots and pans, and a changed apron, glove, etc., with different utensils, all cleaned in a different dishwasher. He's right. I haven't mentioned that, but if you're going to claim you're gluten-free, or even kosher, for that matter, many of you guys who keep kosher, you know you can't just walk into a restaurant and eat a cheese sandwich. Because if there's animal fat or some of the food had been used to cook shellfish or meat or something like that, it's not kosher. Same thing with gluten. Everything has to be completely different. He says, if not prepared this way, the establishment is not considered certified gluten-free. Same thing with dairy. Any restaurant that does not follow these guidelines and then states that it could prep food without wheat, dairy, soy, or peanut contamination deserves to be sued if a person dies from the food. Thank you, CJ, for your note. Very, very helpful. If you are going to, let's say, advertise, or if you are going to allow your staff to claim that something is gluten-free or dairy-free or kosher, etc., then you have to, okay? I mean, you have to have all that in place where nothing is touching nothing. And, like, you'll have people that are allergic to shrimp. And, like, my husband, he's allergic to shrimp. And he'll say, look, okay, you know, I know you serve shrimp here, but are you using a different pan to sear the chicken than you are with the shrimp? That's some pretty important stuff. I mean, you know, which is why a lot of people with shellfish allergy won't go to a restaurant that serves shellfish, because they can't, you know, be convinced that different cookingware is used. I think restaurants in general, even if they're not certified, should just as a precaution, okay, because, you know, I'm wondering if this kitchen wasn't even certified and it was the food server that was like, yeah, I don't think there's any dairy. The cook says no dairy in the pancake mix. So I would say a restaurant in general, just to be on the safe side, have the separate pans. You'll have the separate pans for anything that's shellfish, etc. Have the separate areas. And it can't just be a separate fish area, because a lot of people eat fish that are allergic to shellfish. But, you know, and it's expensive to do it that way. But you have one of your customers die? Oh, my gosh. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Emoji finally. Oh, it's about time. gosh, I gotta tell you, it's gonna be Mother's Day by the time I figure that out. Alright. Woo-wee. We got the emoji. Oh man. Yeah, I kinda got my mom onto the whole emoji thing, which is really, really good. You see, I love my mom. I love my mom to death, okay? She is my mommy. And she's my mommy, not your mommy. Okay, I know I have some brothers and sisters, but I'm not her favorite, but that's okay. It's okay because I have a goal. Okay. I know I'm not her favorite. That's absolutely fine. And she won't say who her favorite is, but I sure the hell know it's not me, which is totally cool. I like to tell though the other siblings that I am her favorite, you know, just to make my siblings mad. And it always makes me feel better about myself when I make my siblings, you know, mad and jealous. So, but you know, the truth of the matter is there's a lot of things I do to make my mom not pick me as a favorite, okay? You know, but sometimes I have to do things very subtly. Okay, so for example, my mom knows that I don't like to sit there and talk to her for 20 minutes on the phone because when I need to get off, you know, she tells me, but I haven't even gotten to what I needed to talk to you about. I'm like, oh my gosh, we just went 20 minutes. Why couldn't 20 minutes ago you tell the point? You go, now I need to call you to tell you about the meat of the subject of what I called you about. And I'm like, no, are you kidding me? Okay, hurry. I've done that to my mom on the phone. I go, you know, because my dad used to talk like that. Unfortunately, I picked up a lot of my dad. My dad would be like, woman, you're talking too much. You talk too much. Just you know, finish speaking. And she wouldn't finish speaking. So unfortunately, here we are, 30 some years later, and my mom's like going on and on about something like I'm going on and on right now. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look, you gotta hurry. I gotta take a dump, or I gotta go to work. Just what already? And then she's mad. So now she's mad and whatever. So anyway, for those of you guys that have a mom, or a relationship similar to me, okay, you got to incorporate the emoji and make her emoji eyes. Now, you guys know what the emojis are for some of our fancier phones. When you decide to type, okay, there's a little globe. I'm looking, oh no, maybe it's not a globe. It's a smiley face at the bottom or maybe a globe. And those are pictures. And I think they're emojis, or unless emoji is a type of a picture. And those are pictures that express a lot. So when my mom says, call me, I'm like, oh my gosh, man, I can't call, no way, man, I don't got, you know, 2 hours. What I'll do is I'll emoji, you know, love you, what's up, I can't call now, what's up. So I'm hoping I exhaust her with the emojiizing that she won't want to call. Instead, she kind of likes emojiing. So she'll start to emoji and emoji, and that I can handle. I can handle because then I got some time. Because while she's figuring out what to emoji, I got time to do stuff before I have to answer her back. And so I was able to get my mom to start emojiizing and texting and all that. And I just probably cut the number of phone calls I've had to have to do with her by about a good 14%. So I'm pretty happy and pretty proud of myself. So remember to emoji eyes. Okay? There we go. Next. Okay, half of married men admit to find their mother-in-law attractive. And 1 in 6 say she's better looking than the wife. Yay! Oh, my gosh. I need to ask my husband that. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, a poll of 1,500 men. All right? And 1 in 6 felt that their partner's mom looked much better than their own wife. Half of married men revealed that their mother-in-law is attractive. And get this, 25% said they had a crush on the mother-in-law. Now, guys out there, guys, all the men, okay, this is some very scary stuff. Is that true? Do you guys sexually fantasize about your wife's mother? Now, this is what I think would be happening. I'm a girl. Okay, I like to think that I really know men, but I'm just still learning as I go. Okay, men aren't as simple as we women think. So we women think, oh, men's easy. All men do is think about sex, so all you gotta do is work around that and you're good. You're right about that's all you gotta do, but that's not what all men, think about a lot of things. Okay, we're wrong about that, but you're right about all you have to do is incorporate a lot of stuff into sex and they're good. Okay? In fact, when I started my radio show, you guys don't know this. A lot of you don't know this. But I knew that being a woman on radio was going to be very difficult. I have a lot of obstacles because how many men want to sit there and listen to a woman talk? Many men get into their car and leave so they don't have to sit there and listen to their wife. So why the hell would they turn on the radio and listen to me? Well, what I did is my show was the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, sexy, stimulating medical talk radio. We had sexy in there. Why? Because I would talk about a lot of topics. Okay, including sex, and I thought I was sexy at the time. Now, mind you, 6 years ago I was. Okay, you know, that was when I was in my 30s. Okay, you know, I was pretty hot then. Now, it's like, no. So, where was I going with this? Yeah, I'm sexy. So, I had to incorporate a lot of sex topics, and one of the very first shows I did on KDWN was the headline where masturbation was linked to cancer. And, oh, my gosh, it was like, it was probably one of the highest rated shows that that station had in a long time because I brought up those subjects. So, you know, you know, if you kind of deal with the sex subject, you're pretty good with most men. Okay, but that's not what all men do. Okay, men, you know, are multifaceted. They think about eating. They do. They don't think about what they're going to wear. We know that. They don't really think or plan their shower like we women do. We women have to plan the shower because we're like, okay, well, if we get our hair wet, we got to wash the hair. And if we have to wash the hair, we got to do a blowout. And then we have, okay, so, you know, so we have to plan. Guys don't plan that kind of stuff. Okay. Guys just aren't into that. Okay. They're like, oh, I got to shave. I'll shave eventually. You know, that kind of thing. Whereas we women are like, okay, well, I got to shave, but I got to be careful because a lot of times I bleed after I shave. And then the stubble will grow back in about an hour. So we have to plan that kind of stuff. Guys don't have to do a lot of that. Okay? They don't. Okay? They don't even have to plan having sex in the shower. All you have to do is show up. They're good. Whereas we women are like, okay, wait a second. We're going to have sex in the shower. Okay, first of all, I got to call my mom. Okay, so she doesn't call in the middle of it. Then I need to make sure we got a babysitter for the kids. And we got to plan it. You see? See, guys, the guys are so much easier, all right? But what I'm wondering is, do guys fantasize about sex all the time that every woman they meet, they size them up as if they are sexable? See what I mean? And if that's the case, you women need to realize out there that this is something that all men do. Every woman they meet, if this is the case, I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out why men would sit there and have crushes on their mother-in-laws. This absolutely makes no sense to me at all. But maybe the reason why is most men look at every woman as, is this somebody I could have sex with? The librarian, the nun, the mother's girlfriend, not family members, oh, the teacher. I think a lot of guys look at their kids' teachers and go, is this somebody? This is what I think. I think men fantasize about this. I think men definitely fantasize about teachers. I think men will sometimes fantasize about the kid's doctor if they're a woman. Okay, because I think guys like, you know, women, you know, kind of in power and they really dig the whole stethoscope thing. Guys are into stethoscopes. Trust me, they are. Not the otoscope or the anoscope, but the stethoscope. There's something about stethoscope because it's around the neck, I think. I don't know. Look, I'm no sex experts. Trust me. Okay. My husband would be a lot happier if I were. I think they like to fantasize about bank tellers. There's something about bank tellers, the money, the woman touching the money, that really gets them. And I don't know. Nurses. Guys love nurses. Alright, am I right? Am I 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI?
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.